This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. forces in the Middle East have carried out more strikes. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S. military struck three facilities in Iraq Tuesday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says they were targeting an Iranian-backed militia in retaliation for missile and drone attacks on American troops in Iraq and Syria over the past several days. The strikes came hours after the U.S. said militants fired two one-way attack drones at Al Asad Air Base in western Iraq, injuring U.S. service members and damaging infrastructure. And that followed the militia's most serious attack on the base this year when it launched multiple ballistic missiles on Saturday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, broadly agree that an exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners could take place during a month-long ceasefire, according to Reuters sources. But the framework of the plan is being held up by the two sides' differences over how to bring a permanent end to the Gaza war. Reuters' Diane Tao reports.
Qatar, the U.S. and Egypt have been mediating between the two sides for weeks over the release of Israeli captives in return for a break in fighting, the release of Palestinian prisoners, and more aid to the enclave. But the plan is being held up, the sources said, with Hamas and Israel at odds over how to permanently end the Gaza war. U.S., Qatari, and Egyptian authorities did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the Reuters report. Though on Tuesday, the White House did confirm that Middle East envoy Brett McGurk was in Cairo for active talks over hostage release and aid, while declining to comment on reports of any ceasefire deal.
Diane Tao from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russia says a military transport plane that was carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war has crashed in a Russian region near Ukraine. It wasn't immediately clear what caused Wednesday's crash in the Belgorod region or if anyone survived. The Associated Press could not confirm who was aboard the plane, and the Ukrainians did not immediately comment. The Russian Defense Ministry said a special military commission was on the way to the crash site. Russian state news agency RIA Novosti, citing the ministry, reported that POWs were being transported to the border region for a prisoner exchange. Turkey's parliament approved Sweden's NATO membership bid on Tuesday, clearing the biggest remaining hurdle to expand the Western military alliance after 20 months of delays. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn explains.
Sweden and Finland asked to join NATO in 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey surprised some members by raising objections. It said the two countries protected groups that Ankara deems terrorists. In April of last year, it endorsed Finland's membership, but, along with Hungary, kept Sweden waiting. In response, Sweden introduced a new anti-terrorism bill that makes being a member of a terrorist organization illegal. In addition, Sweden, Finland, Canada, and the Netherlands also took steps to relax Turkey arms export policies.
Christy Kilburn from Reuters. Oregon lawmakers are moving to undo part of a drug decriminalization law. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It's a sign that public opinion in Oregon has soured amid rampant public drug use and a fentanyl crisis. Democrats at the state capitol unveiled a new bill that would make the possession of small amounts of drugs a misdemeanor, allowing police to confiscate and crack down on drug use on sidewalks and in parks. The bill aims to make it easier to prosecute dealers, access treatment, and obtain housing. The bill would not apply to Oregon laws legalizing cannabis or psychedelic mushrooms. State Senator and Portland Democrat Kate Lieber tells the Associated Press it's the compromise path to make sure we're continuing to keep communities safe and save lives. Democratic legislators are contending with one of the nation's largest spikes in overdose deaths and a well-organized campaign to address the law's shortcomings. I'm Jennifer King.
Germany's train drivers have brought rail traffic to a standstill again when they began a six-day strike to push their demands in a rancorous dispute over the country's main railway operator over working hours and pay. The strike by the GDL union, which began early Wednesday, will affect passenger services and freight trains operated by state-owned Deutsche Bahn until 6 p.m. on Monday. The union held a three-day strike earlier this month and two warning strikes last year, which lasted up to 24 hours. As with the previous strikes, around 80% of long-distance trains were canceled, and there were also considerable restrictions on regional services, according to Deutsche Bahn. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.